Black Cookie Radio. Woo, it's been a while. It's been a while since the last episode, but we are back. I am back, and I am happy to be back. Happy to share some new insight, experience, wisdom with any of those that may be in need, any of those who may be in a position of, you know, being able to relate. And yeah, so we ain't even gonna do a long intro. We're gonna get right into it. Stay tuned, Black Cookie Radio. Welcome back. Black Cookie Radio. I'll be transparent with you all. It is with a heavy heart that I am here today. I definitely am taking my own advice, following my own insight. And I always do, you know, there's not an episode that I come on here to share something that I don't apply to myself or I didn't learn from my own experience. But today, what's really on my heart is knowing how to let go, because it's not easy. And it really doesn't matter what we're talking about. Letting go is hard to do, whether it's past trauma, relationships, fears, you name it. Letting go is hard, but it is so necessary. And when we don't let go, when we know we need to, we more than likely end up doing more damage than was really necessary to learn. Sometimes we go through things, and everybody in life goes through things. Everybody goes through different stuff. Some people's life may seem easier than others. You know, some people go through extremely traumatic situations. Some people go through mildly traumatic situations, but whether you're the person going through the extreme or the mild, it still feels real as fuck to you. And that's why, like I said, we are all going through something. And letting go is what frees us from going through it. Surrendering to what we cannot change and accepting and being courageous enough to change the things that we can, it's hard. Being a human being is hard work in the society that we live in, of course. But when we really simplify life down to what really matters to us, it'd be simple stuff like happiness, love, the things that money cannot quantify in reality. But it be those same things like money and love that keep us tied into things that do not serve us and make us resist the need to let go. And like I said, when we don't let go, I'm not the only person alive here. Anybody that's ever been alive will know this lesson that I'm speaking on. When you don't let go, when you need to let go, it's like a boat is sinking. It's filling up with water, and it's becoming heavy because of all this water on top of the incredibly heavy material that it's made of. So this boat is sinking. It is going down, and it's going down pretty quickly. Are you going to hold on to that boat? Or are you going to find something that will help you float? And I'm not trying to, you know, rhyme and be slick. I'm literally speaking, you know, thinking about it rationally, thinking about it in real time. If a boat is sinking, would you hold on to it and go down with the boat? Or would you find a way or something to grab onto to help you float, and not just float, but be able to survive and get yourself back to safety? It's not enough to just survive in the open water. It's not enough to just be floating out in the open water. at a certain point, you've got to make an effort to get yourself back to safety, get yourself back to solid ground. You know? But in life, we have so many situations that are exactly like a sinking boat. A sinking ship, even, depending on how large or, you know, deep the situation really is. And we be holding on to it while it's going down. And I think a lot of times when it is relationship based, you know, when it's tied to something that we wanted really bad and that we thought we were going to really have, those are the really hard things to let go. But just like anything else, once the ship begins to sink, you gonna let it take you with it? Or are you gonna say, let me go ahead, let this sink, and let me, if I can't swim, let me grab onto something, or let me just try to teach myself how to doggy paddle, let me just teach myself how to survive. Forget holding on to what I know is going to bring me down. Let me try to do something different. Even if I'm not as good at the new thing, whether it's floating or swimming, maybe I'm not as good at swimming as I am as at holding on, but I know that holding on could potentially kill me, could potentially cost me everything, could potentially cause me more pain, more agony. But it's easy to wrap your fingers, wrap your hand, wrap your whole body, wrap your whole being around something and just sink with it. A lot of people do it. It's not like we've never seen those who have wrapped their spirits, their souls, their bodies, their beings around a sinking ship and went down with it. But is that what you want for you? That's where I'm at. It's not about what everybody else has done. It's not about what you could do, what you used to do. It's about what choice are you making in this moment of clarity where you realize you do have a choice. You can hold on or you can let go. And yes, letting go is hard to do. To move along is even harder. In the words of the good Wale, who I'm not a fan of, but I say to that man. Letting go is hard to do, but it is almost always necessary. Because name one thing in life that you physically hold on to forever outside of the things within yourself. What external things in life make sense to hold on to forever? Even our parents, we love our parents, but we can't live off them forever. We have to let that go at a certain point, and we have to go out and be on our own. That shit ain't easy. It certainly ain't fun half the time. I don't like paying bills. I do not like being responsible. I don't like adulting. It's really a lot of work, and I would prefer not to do it. But in doing that and stepping into the unknown of becoming an adult, I've grown into a really great adult, a very successful adult, and it makes me feel proud of myself, and it makes me have confidence in myself for what else I'm able to accomplish now that I know, okay, I'm not a child anymore. And it's the same thing with every other thing. Every other thing, we have to know when to let go. And then once we know when we need to let go, we have to let go. Because when we don't, we really only be hurting ourselves. And the fact that we know we're hurting ourselves makes us feel even worse. It's like you on this boat, or you holding on to this boat, and it's sinking. It's not alleviating your fear. It's not alleviating your suffering. It's not alleviating the danger. In fact, it's increasing the probability or the likelihood of pain and danger and fear. Because now it's not just in your mind, it's reality. I am sinking, but I'm still holding on. Why? Why? And there's a lot of reasons why we do that. Like I said, we all human here. I mean, there may be some extraterrestrials tuned in, and I say to y'all, what it do, peacefully speaking. And I know I am not the only one that it's not easy to do what you're supposed to do, do what's best to do. No. But doing what's easy will not bring you to greatness. Doing what's easy will not help you manifest that highest potential that you know is within you. Going into the unknown is definitely frightening. But holding on to what you know is detrimental should be frightening as well. We'll be right back. So why do we do that? Why do we do that? Why do we hold on when everything around us is letting us know that it's a threat to our life or our livelihood or our peace or our happiness or our health? Why do we hold on to things that we know aren't good for us? Personally, I believe it has a lot to do with our self-worth. Most of what we engage in is a reflection of our self-worth. So when we consciously or unconsciously, but specifically when we consciously are aware that we have a choice to make, I could do A or I could do B. A, hold on to the sinking ship. B, go into the unknown and fight for my highest, not only my survival, but my highest potential. I don't just want to live. I want to be great. I want to have a wonderful life. I want to be able to tell the story of how I made it through this crazy, the boat went down. Don't you want to tell that story of how you survived that and how you became the greatest you after that? Why don't we more enthusiastically move towards the unknown when the only other option is the obvious danger or the obvious detriment? It has a lot to do with our self-worth. Self-worth pretty much summarizes everything, you know, self-love, all of those things. It's how we see ourselves, confidence, self-esteem. It's all self-worth. What you think you're worth? What do you think you're worth? Or gold, diamonds, infinite abundance. What do you think you're worth? That's going to determine how quickly you choose to let go of what does not serve you, or how long you will cling to what is destroying you. I, my friends, have had to learn this lesson the hard way, honey. Okay, I will be very transparent. And everything that I've shared on this podcast is a reflection of my own experiences. But I learned from those experiences. Learn something from this, in the words of the great Tyra. Learn something from this. It's not enough to just go through something. Learn something from it. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to do things that aren't the best for them. But on the other side of that, when you do survive, at the very least, just learn from it. You know, forget guilt and shame. You can't change the past. So all you can do is forgive yourself and make a better choice next time and learn an important lesson and make note of that lesson that you will never forget. But why don't we do that? It sounds good. It seems awesome. But why don't we do that? So many of us settle. And it's crazy because a lot of times when we're settling, we don't think that we're settling. Even though we know we're settling, we don't think that we're settling. We don't acknowledge that we're settling. We just tell ourselves, no, because the reason is because, and then you follow that up with some bullshit. You know in your spirit when you are tired. You know when you are ready for a change. You know when you deserve better. You know when what's done is done. But it's based on how much you think you're worth that determines ultimately what choice you make. If you think that you deserve what life is throwing at you, if you think you deserve to be on this sinking ship, there's nobody that can tell you that you don't deserve that. They can tell you, your family, your friends, the love of your life can tell you that you deserve better. If you don't believe for yourself that you deserve better, then ultimately the truth is you don't, because that's the truth that you are living by. That's the truth that you have accepted. That is the truth of your reality. That's what you've decided. That's the choice that you have made. But when you decide, you know what? This job is not worth it. My health, my state of mind, my mental health, my well-being, my life, my happiness is worth more than all of this negativity. And even though I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do to pay my bills, I can't keep letting this bullshit destroy me. Or this relationship has been over and it's been toxic for a while. I deserve better. I deserve more. But I'm gonna just keep shacking up with the person. I'm gonna keep laying up with the person. I'm gonna keep letting this person treat me like I'm nothing. Absolutely not. When we say it out loud, it sounds as stupid as it actually is. But for whatever reason, when we're having these conversations with ourselves, it sounds so different. You're not literally, when you are actually settling, you're not saying to yourself, all right, time to settle. What you're telling yourself and what we're telling ourselves is, oh, that's okay because, oh, no, it's not that big of a deal because, oh, I mean, just this once because we make excuses. We rationalize things that are irrational. We justify things that are not to be justified. We make excuses and we try to make extra room where shit don't fit. Because ultimately, we're scared. And ultimately, we don't know if what is on the other side is better than where we are. So maybe I should just shut the fuck up and just stay put. Because maybe ain't nothing better. Maybe the next job is gonna pay me less. Or maybe the next relationship gonna be worse. So I might as well not rock the boat. Meanwhile, the whole boat is sinking. I might as well not rock the boat. I'ma just stay put. And I'ma just hold it down. I'ma just be. And then you start telling yourself why it's good that you're staying down. It's good that you are ride or die. Meanwhile, you're dying. But you're not telling yourself that. You telling yourself, oh, you know, I would be willing to die for this. Are you really? We have to be realistic with ourselves. Regrets only are possible when we knew damn well. That's what regrets is all about. You knew damn well. And then you look back like, why didn't I just go with the unknown? Why didn't I just trust my gut? Why didn't I just do what needed to be done then? I would have saved myself so much time or money or effort or pain or whatever. Don't hold on to things that your spirit is telling you, girl, let that go. When your spirit says anything to you, whether it's saying switch lanes, something in this car in front of you ain't right, go ahead and listen to your spirit. When your spirit says, listen, this relationship is not worth your time and it's not going anywhere, you should go ahead, bid them farewell respectfully, and you should maybe be alone for a little while. Listen to your spirit. It is going to be hard. It is going to be scary. It's the unknown. So there's no instant gratification. There's no guarantees. It's just you trusting you. It's just you having your own back. It's just you fighting for you. Fighting for making sure that you get what is best for you. And that's not very satisfying a lot of times, because a lot of times when we make the right choice, there isn't always instant gratification. And a lot of times as humans, we need that. We need that dopamine rush of gratification, satisfaction, fulfillment, a pat on the back, praise. But that's another part of being an adult that sucks. When you're a little kid, you could do the dumbest shit. You jump rope one time. Everybody applaud. You sing a whole song off key and it sounded terrible and your stage presence was awful. Everybody will cheer for you. You ride your bike with training wheels. People will cheer for you. But when you are overcoming the biggest obstacles of your life, more than likely you will be the only one there to cheer for you. And if you're blessed, you may have parents or friends or family, you know, a partner that is rooting for you, that does cheer for you. But you can't need that in order to do the things that you need to do that's worth praise and acknowledgement. And sometimes you do things without needing praise or acknowledgement. I feel like I deserve a round of applause every time I pay my rent. All I get is crickets and a confirmation email from the landlord. That's it. I would really appreciate if everybody came through and brought some food and drinks and weed and we all just celebrated the fact that I paid my rent. I am independent. That would be awesome if we had a society where every time we did something as adults, whether it was pay bills or anything, we just celebrated each other. But we don't. We move the fuck on and we keep doing what we have to do. And so my point is, sometimes you have to do what you have to do and you have to accept the fact that it's not necessarily going to be this rush of satisfaction afterwards. Sometimes the satisfaction won't come for a long time. Sometimes the gratitude for making that choice doesn't come right away. Sometimes you make the choice that you know is best for you and it seems like you have to suffer more. Or still suffer for a little while longer when you thought, if I make this choice, if I end this relationship that's making me miserable, then I'll be happy again. But you get out of that relationship and you're lonely, you're sad, you're going through it. So it's like, well, what's the point of making that choice if I'm still going to be unhappy? I might as well stay unhappy here. No, because when you choose to stay unhappy versus I'm willing to go through the unhappy period as I'm moving closer to a new idea of what happiness is. You might have thought that that trash ass relationship was the epitome of love. But when you realize that it's not, even though it's going to be really, really hard to be alone and to keep hope alive that you will find a new love, when you start to move closer to when you start to distance yourself from what you know is not going to make you happy, you make space for happiness. You can't drink poison and take vitamins at the same time. Now, of course, you can, beloved. You can absolutely drink arsenic and take a multi. You can. But what do you think is going to be more powerful? It's crazy, but that poison is probably going to have your ass in the ER, and that vitamin probably won't be able to clean all that up fast enough. That's what I'm saying. Even though it's hard to say, you know what? I deserve better. You deserve better. We deserve better. Anybody out there that is not happy, you deserve to be happy. When you were born, you was chilling. You might have been a little cold because you was butt naked and you just came out the womb. But you was chilling. That's the way you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be, oh, I got to get a job. What toddler you know that got a job? Now, of course, there's little baby models and stuff like that. But they not stressed trying to wake up at 6 a.m. and get in the shower. No. Life is really supposed to be simple and peaceful and joyful. That's not to say that we won't get busy and, you know, sometimes want to clock out from all of it. But life is supposed to just be, supposed to be whatever you want it to be. And of course, we won't get into, you know, being a marginalized individual. Like, I know that there's things that make life not ideal for happiness. But again, you got to listen to your spirit. Your spirit will lead you out of any abyss. out of any darkness, because you already know. There's nothing that you need to know that you don't know. And I know that may sound like, what? Think about that. You in a situation where it's just like, I don't know what to do. It's like, on the one hand, you already know what you need to do. Sometimes hearing it from other people makes us feel better. Sometimes, you know, just getting confirmation from any type of outside source. But if the outside source is confirming it, that means it already came out of your mouth, which means it was already inside of your mind. Therefore, you already knew that you had choices to make. I could stay or I could go. I could settle or I could keep striving. However you want to look at it, you can look at it. If you want to lie to yourself, you can. But it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Being young is a gift. Being alive is a blessing. And you deserve happiness. Whatever you have to sacrifice to get it, you deserve it. Finally, the next part of letting go is where you have to, well, you don't have to do anything. But in my opinion, it's important to really just detox and cleanse. Not as if, you know, for any other reason other than to truly understand that you're going through a transformation. You're being tested by the fire. And so this is going to require the fullness of an explosion, you know, like a supernova. When it explodes, it's like it's being reborn. And so going through that cleansing period also requires really learning and forgiving yourself. So many times we rush to put the pressure on ourselves to forgive other people, and we totally skip over forgiving ourselves. And it's hard to sometimes do the right thing. It's hard to do what's needed. Make no mistake about that. But when we are accountable, and that I deliver gently, because accountability is hard. We are all dealing with so much. So being asked to stand and declare how you are flawed and how you are still striving to better yourself. And then it's like you stand before yourself. You stand before God and say that. It's not you standing in front of Instagram. It's hard, but it's necessary. And when we are willing to go through these kinds of changes, it's always, I think anybody, you know, if you want Anchor, send a message. If you on Instagram or whatever, send a message. Because, I mean, am I the only one? Like, when you just, when you stick it out and you do what you have to do, it's always worth it in the end. But there is a period of acknowledging how bad it hurts, or how scary it is, or how broken or how empty you may feel at that moment where it becomes a turning point of doing what you know is best for you, even though it's not as easy of a choice to make. When you really commit to something that you really see is possible, you really see that you want, forget possible. Do you really, for real want this? Because if that's what it is, that's all it takes. And so
just being really, really committed to getting there and, you know, just taking it on the chin. Woo. Ego is strong, but our spirits are also strong. And in due time, it can be stronger than the ego if you do your work. As Yanla would say. But yeah. I hope that as a people, we learn to just speak our truth and communicate honestly, so that I feel like that's the highest level of self-respect, and that's the highest level of respect that you could show another person. And it's hard to communicate. I love to communicate. I love to articulate myself through words. I don't talk a lot, though. I'm very selective with the individuals that I converse with. But I do love to communicate. I love to use language to communicate. And due to so many factors in our society, people don't want to be honest. And it's a reflection of just, it's not easy to be honest. I acknowledge that. I don't diminish that. Sometimes we choose to withhold information. Sometimes we choose to make up information, you know, or hide information. Every choice that we make, we feel is in our best interest. So there's really no reason to judge anybody and their choices. But when the choice that someone makes affects you, you now have a choice. And so full circle. And just moving with grace and ease. Allowing things to just be. Not being afraid to just be yourself. Just be honest. We all have been guilty of putting on a front as we really try to find ourselves or develop ourselves. But it's important to know when it's actually cool to just be real. Even if it may be offensive, even if it may be a little bit harsh, it's always better to just keep it real. Because if you don't keep it real, it can work out, but in the long run, if you just keep not keeping it real, things gonna be out of balance. And so it's best to just keep it real. But most people don't keep it real. That's why a lot of relationships don't work. Business, personal, you know, just a lot of things can be difficult because of communication. But a lot of things can be wonderful because of communication. So that is my hope for our generation and for our world, that we just really communicate straight up. If we just stop all the bullshit. Just stop all the bullshit and just keep it real. Speak your truth. You know? Regardless, because you, whoever you are, your perspective does matter. It doesn't matter. You could be living on the street, you could be living on the islands, you could be living somewhere in some, you know, particular neighborhood, you could be a part of some particular circle. Every single person has value. Their perspective as an individual has value. And so we should all be speaking our truth, because when we speak our truth, we can be clear with everybody that we deal with on exactly what it is. We can get the most out of that situation because everybody's clear on what the fuck it is. But a lot of people will front because they don't really know who they are, so they can't guarantee anything. So therefore, let me just make promises, and in making promises, now I'm kind of making things up. And so I'm not necessarily communicating from my throat chakra. I'm just communicating from my mind and trying to manipulate the situation in a way that is still beneficial to me, as opposed to just saying whatever it is and just being like, this is what it is. You over here thinking so deep when you could just keep it real. But a lot of people do that. And there's no judgment in that, because I understand exactly the temptation. Lust rules our lives. Gratification rules our lives. So any choice or any mistake that we make was basically linked to a lust that we have for some type of satisfaction in some way. Our ego, or your ass out here. Mosquito tried to get me. Our ego, our addictions to substances, our addictions to foods, our addictions to sex, there's a whole lot of lifestyles that are actually just addictions. That's how we've become. We've just become addicted to things. We're ruled by lust. But all you have to do is realize it. And the jig is up. Just keep it real and just know who you are and honor that. Don't ever front. Don't ever try to be slick. Don't ever try to do nobody filthy. Don't ever try to pull a wool over somebody's eyes. That's never the move. That's never the move. Always be a real one. Always be upfront. Always be about what you say you about. Or just don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing. But don't say things that aren't true. Because you could have just been in the cut chilling silent. People are attracted to people who are quiet. You gotta have an aura about you though. But you know, you gotta know that your voice matters. And know when to reserve it for yourself. Communication is everything. It's how we coexist. And so I wish everybody abundance and peace and clarity and forgiveness of self, because we make mistakes from sunup to sundown, and all of them are worthy of forgiveness. So I forgive everyone, I forgive myself, and I practice that every day, because I'm still not all the way perfect. I'm still not even close. But having the desire makes me want to stick to it. And so, yeah. Black Cookie Radio. Make good choices. Live your best life. This is my insight, my experience, knowledge that I would want to share with a young person, you know, like a teenager, who think they really out here in these streets knowing life. Trust me. Do what makes you happy. When something doesn't make you happy, don't do it anymore. And it's going to be hard, but just trust me. Don't do it anymore. And you'll find something new that makes you happy. Move away from things that don't make you happy. Know that you are so special. So dope. So wonderful. So deserving. And don't ever, ever, ever feel like you're not. Don't be upset when people try to tell you that you're not deserving. But just remember that you are. signing out with love, Black Cookie Radio. Talk to y'all next time.